Zion. So is that the Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph? Kol Yom Kesheshes Rachav. So besides saying a Shayat Tzar in the morning, which we saw before, there's a sheet that even if the person would not use the bathroom, he says the Rachav Shayat Tzar for that fact that Hashem recreates him every morning. So that's independent of it using the bathroom. So we're saying besides that, Kol Yom Kesheshes Rachav Ben Ketanim Ben Gedolim Mevorach Shayat Tzar. The rest of the day, you do make the bracha of Hashem Yitzhar when you use the bathroom. But however, you do not make the bracha of Al Nesil Sudayim. Af Imreitz Alomoid or Li Spavel Miyad, even though you're planning to learn or to daven Mincha or Marav. Even I mentioned to you that the Goyin holds that you do make the bracha of Al Nesil Sudayim for Mincha and Marav, but we don't do like that. A person's hands were not clean because he used them to clean himself after the bathroom. So you wash your hands off, but that you do not, which means you cannot say a bracha b'shei yitzar until you clean your hands. But you do not make the bracha of al nesilas yadayim. Okay, zogt the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Aleph. Mevorach. Afilu im nimshach zman gadol achar asiyas hatzrochim. Afilu hachi chayv levorach. The chiyuv of Hashem Yitzhar is even if you haven't said it's been a time lapse since you used the bathroom. You still have the chiyuv to say the bracha of Hashem Yitzhar. If, however, a person has a new urge to use the bathroom. So what do you do now? Primogodim, the Mekadim Shiat Yivorach HaShayetzar Allah Tzol HaRishana. So the Primogodim says, so you, if you go to the bathroom now, you're saying HaShayetzar, you don't say HaShayetzar twice. So before you go to the bathroom, you'll say the Baruch of HaShayetzar for the previous time, and then you'll go to the bathroom and say it for the second time. However, Abba B'Shar V'Tshuva Hizkim B'Shem Kamachrenim Nizker L'Achar Shehizkul L'Taivo Shuvla Yivorach Ayin Shom. He holds that the Baruch of HaShayetzar can no longer be said once you've got to the state where you need to use the bathroom again. You cannot say the Baruch of HaShayetzar for the time you used the bathroom previously. It's interesting. You know, he discussed this before, all the way at the beginning of Siman Daled, or he sort of mentioned it before, at the beginning of Siman Daled. He says that in case a person woke up in the middle of the night, he shouldn't wait till the morning to say Hashem Yitzhar, because when you wake up in the morning, you need to use the bathroom again, so you lost your Hashem Yitzhar for the time you went in the middle of the night. So he's assuming, like the Shari Tshuva, that once you develop a new urge to use the bathroom, you lost your Shari Tzar for the previous time. Whereas over here, he brings two opinions. So that's interesting.
The fact that the Mechaber says, the law only to us is that mashma that he holds, you have to wash until Sidaim after with a kos?
No, this bracha on Sazan Pasha's Mikra, then according to the Rosh, you don't need a kais, and you still say it's Al Tesadim in the morning.
And you don't need
Koch Gavra? Well, that we had before, whether the question whether you need Koch Gavra or not before. Right. But,
so the Rosh holds one hand,
you can't
have it up.
Correct. Well, the Rosh agrees that you have, because of the Ruach Ra, you need a kais, and because of the Ruach Ra, you need three times, but that's a Ruach Ra issue. But if there's no Ruach Ra issue, the issue is just washing your hands. Mashal, according to the Gra, that you wash each tefillah, which he learns, he's basing himself on the Rosh. You wash your hands one time without a kais, mikra then, yeah. Beis, Asher Yitzhar, because of Rosh Hashanah, Simen, See, interesting shaila. So a person, he ate his meal. He hasn't said a bracha achrona yet. Now, the shachar doesn't mean the same thing. He forgot to mean he hasn't said the bracha achrona yet. Then he went to the bathroom. So now, See, he has in front of him a bracha achrona that he has to say for the meal, and a shayatzar for the bathroom. So which one takes precedence? When he's going to cut him shabar levorach hashayatzar, and he realizes before he says the shayatzar, he has two brachas in front of him. So what do you do? Esamim kodem, veheshiv the shayatzar kodem the tater. Shayatzar is more regular, and therefore it has the advantage of what's in an halacha is tater shen a tater, tater kodem.
Is that nowadays also?
Yeah. What, could people eat more?
Maybe people drink more than they go to the bathroom.
I think still right. People use the bathroom more than they're drinking.
Well, it's also a feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, but still.
What's also a feeling?
Fine. Mishra Shoy, some of Michelle, so a person drinks some type of a liquid which will cause him to have shilshul, to have diarrhea. He needs to clean out his system. So he takes his medication, which will cause him to his system to be cleaned out. So he knows when each time he uses the bathroom, he'll be going to the bathroom again. This is going to be an ongoing process. After he finishes the whole process, he should say the shayatzar. The minhag is to say after each time, however, it's all talking about, because the lachas, once a person reaches a point where he has an urge and he's not allowed to say brachas, depending how strong the urge is. So if as soon as he comes out, he feels an urge, he has to go back to the bathroom, so he can't say the bracha of shayatzar because of. Person has a strong urge, not to daven, not to say brachos, not to learn. So either midrashim or rabbanon. I tell you from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says if a person has a strong urge, so he has an issur rabbanon to learn that. We wouldn't be able to say brachos either. A person has a strong urge, an urge to the point where that the were it not for him holding himself in, it would come out. That's how strong the urge is. That's the derisa already. He's over about the shock, so the derisa. And so this is to make brachos then as pashas the rabbana, but this is about the shock, so the refraining at that point in time is it's a derisa. So he shouldn't be making brachos, he should be going to the bathroom. See, even though he's planning to mispal miyad, he does not say al until sidaim. After kaim alam b'sim reish tam gimel sibeid, the filas mincha b'chen la arvis. Prim mincha and marav. I feel any day alehem shum lichluch. Sarach lichlitol yadav. Even if you're not aware of any element of which is that the hands have become dirty, you have to wash your hands for mincha marav. But kol shken kishas esrocha. But obviously, so when a person has used the bathroom, kamalka menem avarach al nitzis adayim ela b'shachris. But the bracha is only once a day. However, vayim b'sefer arutz tzachaim shekasa the das reba peskim dim osa tzrocha b'legdalu macha kachvetz alispalo avarach al nitzis adayim. So he argues on the Shulchan Aruch, and he argues, and he says that if a person would use the bathroom for gedolim, and now wants to daven mincha or marav, he would make a bracha of the tzedayim. He says right paiskim hold like that. However, mikol mokim, he says ein lechatchila ein lozuz mipsaka Shulchan Aruch. We do it's a suffix brachas, and therefore we don't say brachas. If I'm a sefer ma'aserav, however, he says ma'aserav is the halachal ma'aser of the Vilna Gaon. And there he says that he did make a bracha for mincha marav.
Mayim?
You see Al-Data? I didn't
get
to yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, Cotton Dalit, Shiv Shabahan, and it says to Shamarglaim, who would then be Gdarlim, Shasa Srocha, but Kinech, his hands are dirty because he cleaned himself off from the the meriglein which landed on his feet, so he wiped it off, or he's touched the zoom of the gedolim. So even so, he does not make the bracha balance till sedai. Sif beis hitl mayim below shiv shef. Afal pi should tzarich levorach asher yitzar, and tzarich little yodav ele mishum nekiyas or mishum hikar. So if he was mal to mayim, it did not touch the actual areas which would be dirty. So even though it's proper to wash his hands to be able to say the bracha b'shei yitzar, that's only required either because of nekiyas, not because of the halacha of zuama, or of because of hikain. So it's interesting that he applies the concept of hikun over here. Hikun is a shortened word for a phrase of hikun likras elokecha Yisrael. Prepare to greet your God. So the Gemara applies the concept of hikun regards to tefillah, and later on in Siman Sadi Aleph it says that the din of hikun is specifically only for tefillah, and therefore the Bar Aloch over here points out, he says, he sends you to Sadi Aleph, he says, it's Tzarich Yiyun. The Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah point out that this mitzvah of Hikon is specifically said in regards to Tefillah, not to Shei Yitzar. Here he's saying, applying it to the Bracha of Shei Yitzar. You have to prepare yourself to say the Shei Yitzar in a proper way. Okay, so that's a difficulty that he's raising. So Pasha is what he means over here. When he says hikun, it doesn't mean the full-fledged din of hikun, which that the person has the chiyuv over there of hikun. So hikun applies, the Gemara talks about that a person, it's more in the Shabbos, the Gemara says the person shouldn't daven in his pus makos, and it's just in his sock, he should wear shoes. The Gemara talks about possibly wearing a baggid, specifically for the purpose of tefillah. I remember I had a chaver in yeshiva that he once said a chabura in this, like a halacha to a chabura, that the makor for wearing a gartel, according to some opinions, is hikon. That, this was a way that they would specifically designate themselves for the process of tefillah was, right? So that's a halacha, that's a tefillah specific halacha, but the concept applies even, he said, the idea apply will take it to apply to brachas, even though it doesn't really, mikra did it doesn't apply to brachas. So the Mishnah Berurah of cotton hay. Ela mishum nekius. V'meilam b'malitol. So if he doesn't have what to clean his hands, avikein tzarich lebracha sheyotzar. He'll make a bracha sheyotzar because his hands weren't dirty. His hands were dirty, like he said in the previous sif, so you can't say the bracha. His hands, he didn't touch anything. So in that situation, he could make the bracha, even though he hadn't washed his hands. Afilim shiv sheif. Where for ketanim he wiped away any merig liam, mashal liab sev siman dalad b'magen rum sev katan chavches. The mahani brachas in menachi yada b'chomini the menachi. You do not need water for that. Anything which you use then to clean your hands off would be sufficient, as opposed to water is required for things where there's an element of ruach raw. There's an element of ruach raw involved in just removing the merig liam. So. Anything which would clean your hands would be sufficient for that purpose. Now, the way he presents it, the Moshe Disher points out, the way he presents it, so what we're talking about over here is we agree that even so, the chachil, a person should wash their hands. Now, when he mentioned this before, he brought down from the Prima Gadim, as the Prima Gadim says that for brachas betzim, there's no din lechatchila. You have to use mayim adavka. You can use any mita demanaki, even lechatchila. The lashon here is if you don't have water, you can use mita demanaki. So why is he saying that? So he says it suggests because he mentioned over there. He mentioned that the Shari Tshuva pointed out that even al pi the zoyer, a person needs to wash his hands for the brachas also. So at least even mikra didn't mitzad did in the Gemara, there be no need to. But mitzad the brachas, you have to wash your hands. Mitzad the zoyer, you have to wash your hands. Okay, Sif Gimel.
Didn't we say the Gra held that there's no steer between
We did. Yes, you have to see how he answers it. Right.
But you have to, wash your hands for according to the Zohar.
For saying, you have to use a bathroom to say a bracha.
Why does the Zohar say that?
Because the Zohar says it. I don't know. Hitl mayim v'sich da'itzoy milahatl mayim. So the Mechaber says if a person used the bathroom and then he no longer felt the need to use the bathroom, so he's Mesiach Das, means he's completed it. Then he went to the bathroom again. So the Mechaber says you save the Shayotzar twice. So the Mishabura is going to have a strong difference with this. So cut involved. Based upon him. So you're really saying one for the previous time you used the bathroom, one for this time. So by korbanos you have a concept of sometimes you can bring another korban. So yotze b'doa achas al harba pamin. The act, be'etzim, the hidoa of Asher Yetzar can be referred to more than one chesed of the Rosham's wondrous ways of the body. So I use the bathroom twice and made Asher Yetzar for both. K'mishalach hashtei pamin, we see a date in time, shavorach b'rechos amos and achas hashtein. So even if a person, leaving it behind the chachila, a person washed and he ate, and then he didn't bench, and he, you know, totally was Mesiach Das from eating anymore. And then he decided to eat again. So he washed again and he ate. And he benches twice. He doesn't bench twice, he benches once. It was two separate meals, but the thank you is there's one because it wasn't for all the food that he ate. It's the same thing with the Shayat Tzar. So it's Machlokes in the Mechaber and these other Achronim. And it gives you the list. It's quite an impressive list. It's a Bach, a Shloah, a Magen Avraham, a Groa, and other Achronim. Not like the Taz. The Taz agrees to the Mechaber. So it's a Shulchan Aruch and a Taz on one side, and a Bach, a Shloah, a Magen Avraham, and a Groa on the other side. So that's quite a lineup. So it's some brachos. You would not make the brachos. Chila nachon lezer the work take of Asher Yetzar Achar Talsa Maim. The Shem Yisrael Oyd Parma Achakach Oyd Achakach Lata Maim Uhu Adim Agdalim. So therefore, because of this question, it's proper that a person should basically say the brachos Yetzar as close as possible to when he used the bathroom, thereby not losing the opportunity to say the bracha for using the bathroom and not getting involved in any suffic bracha later on. He might need to use the bathroom again, and he lost the bracha because of the suffic. So it's better to say it right away and not get involved in any issues.
What's Shinala?
Shinala usually stands for Shar Achronim, other Achronim. It could also stand for the Shagas Aryeh or the Shar Ephraim, or the Sharei Ephraim. But usually stands for Shar Achronim.
Is this discussed in the Rishonim?
That's a hard question for me to answer. I'm not aware that it is, but I can't tell you that it's not. I mean, the Beis Yosef talks about it. And he brings it from Agos Maimonides. So it seems to be that the simple reading of the Rishonim is that you would make two brachas, and the Achronim are arguing, saying that that's not what they mean.
I'm not sure I understand the comparison to Birchas Hamazon, because Hamazon is first of all it's a Midaraisa, and number two, it's Bechalta V'Savota. Now I know we're makbid to bench on a kazayas and gabeya, but if he eats a second time, he obviously was not full after the first time, so it makes sense to bench after both times, because it's clearly he didn't, he wasn't full after the first time.
I understand the point is, but we see there's a concept that person ate, stop totally, half an hour again, he eats again, and he benches an hour later for both achilas,
right.
one benching.
Because he wasn't obviously full after the first time. So it makes it clear, you know.
I understand, but we have no problem saying that I can use one tefillah for two achilas.
But it's a different kind of tefillah. That's, first of all, it's a daraisa; it's not a rabbana. And number two, it's that mitzvah daraisa it connects with the vachalta v'savata. You're supposed to be full. So if you're eating a second time right after, that's not typical, unless you didn't have enough to eat the first time.
It depends how much time you have between one and these, one and two.
No, it wasn't shericho, because then anyway you can't bench again.
I'm saying, if you're full, how can you use a second time?
That's true. But the mice, at the end of the day, we see that you can make one. We can use one act of the benching for two achilas.
I mean, you could argue and say it's a different category, because the both reasons. Number one is the derisa versus rabbanan. Number two is there's an inyan of a savata on benching, which doesn't apply to ashiyatza. For two reasons, it's different.
What about? Sure, yeah.
Sorry. No, I'm not sure why the derisa should make a difference. If I had the derisa to the bottom, I'm not sure why that would make a difference.
It's not the same. I mean, we're comparing it, but it's not really like that. No, the derisa, I'm just saying, it's just not like items. But specifically, the Torah says v'savati, it's supposed to be full. So, I mean, here you're making it very clear that you were not full.
I understand, but that's true. But the Maisa, after I... When, the Shulchan Aruch is pointed like this. According to Mechaber, what I would suggest to do, he says, you ate once, you had a chiyuv of the Rabbanan to bench.
Right.
Now you eat again, you have a chiyuv of the Rabbanan or the Raisa to bench.
Right.
You should bench twice. According to Mechaber, you say, Asher, it's not twice. Why don't you bench twice?
Yeah.
You had a chiyuv for the first eating, you have a chiyuv for the second eating.
Right.
So why don't you bench twice? You can bench twice, theoretically, but we don't say that. We say no. You'll bench once for both.
So why
make Shiyat Tzar? You say, listen, you had a chiyah for Shiyat Tzar at 6 o'clock, and a chiyah for Shiyat Tzar for 6:30. So you say a Shiyat Tzar twice. So why don't I say I should bench twice? That's his question.
Okay.
Right. So he's saying, but you see what that you don't say that. So we're comfortable saying that even though you had two chiyuvim, you can use one mice of bracha for both. So say the same thing over here.
Yeah.
That's his point.
Okay.
Sif Dalet. Ain't Shir Lahashin Mayim. Even a person that just lets out one drop of liquid, he still has a chiyuv to say the bracha b'shei yitzar. Because even that one tipa, if the body could not relieve that, that could be dangerous or could be or painful for him. So therefore, there's a chiyuv to say thank you for that element. Okay. Hilchos Tzitzis. So we're going to start with Hilchos Tzitzis. New sugya. Sif Aleph. Yisate v'tzitzis v'yivarech me'umat. So the act of atifa and the bracha should be said standing. So we do the act of the atifa and the bracha should be said standing. Zot mishavur yisate v'tzitzis.
Are we talking about
Talis
Kotten or Talis Godlo, either one?
The Mishnah Berurah's understanding is referring to what we would call Talis Kotten. We want to not go Dalet Amos without tzitzis. So right away, as soon as you get up, you should put on your tzitzis.
That sounds okay. When the Sfardim put on the Talis, they do that sitting or standing?
No, they do standing.
Because tefillin they sit.
Tefillin they sit, yeah. Shayat. All right.
You stand when they put on tefillin shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So ma'umah, it should be said standing. Ratzalarmer ha'tiv of ha'bracha stand ba'amidah. Both are said standing. Now, why is that we say we have a lack of standing for both the Hatifa and the Bracha? Hatifa, Mishum Nechsiv Lochem, it says, in regards to the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, it says Lochem. V'yosu Lochem Tzitzis. Yafirun Gzer Shabim, Me'oimer, Nechsiv Gam Ken Lochem, Usratim Lochem. So it says the word Lochem by Tzitzis, it says the word Lochem by Oimer. And Uba Omer Ksiv Mehochel Chermesh Bakamo. And Chazal Darshan by Omer, the Shinan, that Bakamo, which means the standing wheat, Bakamo, as you stand. So therefore, by Omer, the act of Omer is done standing. So therefore, the act of Atifa Sitzes is done standing, based on this Gzeirah Shavu. Vahab Bracha, why does Bracha have to be said standing? Chol birchas hamitzvah tzarich is b'amida. In general, birchas hamitzvah have to be said standing, with some exceptions, but in general they're said standing. Fine. V'hu rak lechatchila, this is not ma'akeh b'di'evad. The b'di'evad yotzeh b'shtein b'chol gavni. Whether you're standing or sitting will not make a difference. B'di'evad. V'skima rabba karim lechatchila tzarich liyus ha'brocha karim latifa. The Shulchan Aruch lashon is atifa, and then bracha. Really, the bracha should be before atifa. But when you're holding it and you want to put it up, so the law is that the Mor says that the mitzvah have to be said before you do the action, before you do it. So the Mor understands, the Rishonim understand already that the phrase arvelas yosin means it means immediately prior. Do not say the bracha when the talis is still folded, which you have to unfold it and put it on. That's the step before the mitzvah. So that would be called, you're making the bracha not over l'asiyasin, but over l'asiyasin. And that's incorrect.
Is the Torah hold to make the bracha after the atifa?
Does the Mechaber hold Mitzvah after the Tifa? It sounds like the way the Mechaber is presenting it, that's what he holds. There is a Chayotim that which actually says to do that.
And what about Omer Lassi
also? So it's... it's an interesting question, because there's a Tosis in Yevamos which raises the following question.
You're talking about
Talis Katan
or
Talis Katan? It wouldn't make a difference.
Talis Katan
over here. There's a Tosis in Yevamos which raises the following question. Tosis says like this. Tosis says, the Gemara says that the Chachamim have a karech to be erked over min Torah b'shev al tasa. Because of there, Chachamim have allowed to tell us not to do a mitzvah. For example, we don't blow shofar on Shabbos. We're afraid that a person might carry the shofar. So the Torah says blow shofar, and we see we don't blow shofar. The Torah says take a lulav, we don't take a lulav. It says b'shev al tasa. So the Chazal also talked about this issue. The Chazal were patted a person from putting tzitzis into a garment which was linen, because we're afraid that the person will put it in. When there's tchelis, you're allowed to put in a klai. When there's no tchelis, you can't put in wool tzitzis. So the Chazal removed the mitzvah of tzitzis from sadin, from linen.
So it's also to do that.
So it means even though you're wearing a linen garment, you don't put tzitzis. You know, they would. You know, they that was their clothing. Their clothing was a four cornered. That was their clothing. So if I had a four cornered linen garment, I don't put tzitzis in. So Tosfos says, I said, one second, I don't understand. The chara, chamas kaiach be arkei b'shev al tasa. Here, the person is actively putting himself this thing on without putting tzitzis in. So he's actively. That you can't do. That's the chamas kaiach is not to be arkei kumbasei. So here, the chamas is saying actively, listen, go put this thing on without tzitzis. So Tosfos says you have it all wrong. So it says the mitzvah is the mitzvah of tzitzis is when you have a garment on you. I mean, have the garment sitting on the table. There's no mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis starts when I have it on me. I have a chiyuv to put tzitzis in it. But the mitzvah makes tzitzis on the begodim that you're wearing. On the clothing that you're wearing, you have a chiyuv to put tzitzis in. So now, so theoretically, that would mean every morning I would take my garment, which has no tzitzis in it, put it on, and put tzitzis in. I'd be mekayim the mitzvah of the rice by doing that. So here, the Tosfos says, I'm not putting tzitzis in. So I'm just sitting there not doing the mitzvah, putting in tzitzis. So the mitzvah doesn't really kick in until after you have the garment on you. That's when the mitzvah kicks in. So it's supposed, the way we picture that the mitzvah is to put a garment with tzitzis on, there's also the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah once you're wearing the garment, there's a mitzvah to make sure you have tzitzis in.
And the atifa is not really wearing it.
So, well, we all atifa is cold wearing. We all atifa is cold wearing it. Right? But, so making the bracha of these atifa but tzitzis, right, in a certain sense makes more sense. Once you have it on you, you have a chiyuv to make sure that you have tzitzis in it.
That's when there's going to be a period of time until you put the tzitzis
in. Good, so there's going to be a period of time. So we say, listen, I'd rather not lose that moment of time. So I put my tzitzis in beforehand. But theoretically, if I would put my garment on and immediately put in tzitzis, I'm not being a mevatel any mitzvah, because I'm doing what the Torah told me to do. I bag it and I'm putting in tzitzis.
It takes time.
Well, that's the Torah's command. The Torah's command is put in tzitzis. I'm putting in tzitzis. Right? I'm doing what the Bereshit said. The Bereshit said, put in tzitzis. Yeah, I'm putting in tzitzis. Right? So we'll see a fascinating din which comes up later on in the Siman Yud Gimel. So let's say a person has, it's Shabbos. You know, make tzitzis on Shabbos. It's the Melach of Kosher. So if I need the garment for Kavod HaBriyos, I need the garment. Right? And I have nothing else to cover myself. I need that, you know, that was their garment. But the tzitzis are no good. I can't put the tzitzis on Shabbos. You're not aware of the halacha says. Because you're not being over b'kumas. You're wearing a garment and not putting in tzitzis. I'm an artist. I can't put in tzitzis. I'm like, you know, I make tzitzis on Shabbos. So the issue of Shabbos prevents me from putting in tzitzis. So what's with the what? I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm wearing a garment because I'm wearing a garment. I'm not making tzitzis because the Russians told me not to. Because Shabbos, you're not supposed to make tzitzis. So I'm a good boy. Right? Now, if I don't need to wear the garment, why get involved in the situation and call myself an artist? Oh, fine, but if I need to wear the garment,
there's no
chiyuv not to wear it because I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm an honest regard. On the weekdays, I can't do that because I have a chiyuv to put in tzitzis. But on Shabbos, two garments, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's some of your gimel. We'll see you later on. Okay. So that's the argument why they would make the bracha after the atifa.
Isn't there some shita that you're not allowed to even have it? I mean, I know we don't pass on that way, but isn't there some shita that you're not allowed to even have it in your drawer? A four-cornered beggar.
There's a mandama like that, right? We don't pass. Right. We pass into chavis kafra. Yeah.
So, atifa, and then the bracha, and then the levisha.
No. The atifa and then the bracha. That's it. The atifa is halachic status of levisha.
Even if you hold, you can make the bracha after the atifa. But why are we allowed to wear the talis kotel without a bracha until we put the talis kotel on?
Because we don't have a choice. According to that sheet, really, it's not over lasiyosin. If I tell you the mitzvah kicks in once you wear it, so making a bracha beforehand is not the step before the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah isn't putting it on. The mitzvah is once it's on, the having it. So it's an over the over. So I can't make the bracha beforehand. According to the way the Chayyim understands it. Okay. Sif Beis. Seder Atifa Soi. The way we do Atifa, the way we wear our talus, is Kedar B'nei Odom. Miskazim Iksusim Voisim Malachtam, that they would put on their garments and they would go do whatever they had to do. Pame Bekisi Arosh, Pame Gili Arosh, whether your head is covered or not. In other words, even though we use a lashon of lisatef betzitzis and an ituf includes the roish, however, the actual wearing of the tzitzis is not mechayev that it has to be on the roish. As long as it's on the body, that's sufficient. But benochem sheichas a roish betal, it is proper to cover your head. We'll see what that's about in Mishabura. Let's see in Mishabura. Siv katan gimel. Megili a roish, davo gavdom rechin and lisatef. Which we could understand these atayf means that, specifically including the head. Kisi aguf l'chudei havi ituf. Who ikure ha ituf? The matter of fact that the main ituf is on the body. This is an issue which the Mishnah Berurah is going to talk about later on. We pass an ituf a roish, at least for Ashkenaz, we pass an ituf a roish is loish ma ituf. So a person who puts a talus on the mitzvah, these atayf is, and they just wrap around their head, they did not do the mitzvah b'chlal yet. So there's a hafsek between their bracha and the mitzvah. They still haven't done the mitzvah yet. So if I take a garment...
That works well with the
symbolic. No. So the Mishnah Berurah says you have to do ituf aguf. According to the way the Mishnah Berurah... The Mishnah Berurah doesn't learn the Shabbat like that. The Mishnah Berurah learns that the correct way to do ituf, and he explains to the Mechaber, is when you do the ituf... You do ituf arosh and you do ituf aguf. This is how you're supposed to put on your towels in the morning, not like this. That's wrong. It's a brachal batalo. If you talk between you finish your body, it's a brachal batalo because you didn't do ituf yet. the ma'aser ituv has to be on the least right of the goof, preferably, which means you go down your back and then you do this. As that Mishabura Paskins. So not covering your head is not ma'akim b'chlau, because the ikir ituv according to Mishabura is on the goof, not on the head.
If you did that,
dropping
on the head, and then you put it on the body, is that it?
Well, as long as you didn't talk, so you have an arva lo over problem. You're being masik between your bracha and your maisa. But if the problem is people start talking, they start davening, they start saying all your the psukim. Well, you can't say psukim, you didn't finish to do the mitzvah yet, but it's a hassle between the bracha and the mitzvah.
Even if you go like the nitzavir where you first do the yituv, and then the bracha, and then you lay it on your body. So in that case,
well, I'm not sure what the mechaber means. I'm not sure what the mechaber means because we'll see in the next sif exactly how the mechaber learns what the process is. Okay. Rabbi Durachim, Shendich Matal is Kishum Kupul, Mashal Shim Savi Sarama Als Kispeim. So they just put it, it's folded up. Like, you they have the shawls, they have the scarf, they just put it on their heads. Mashal Shim Savi Sarama Al Kispeim, they just wrap it around their necks. On their shoulders, and Yotzimet Yidechav sits as Bezeb, okay, Gab Nukhuliyam Alav Ituf. That everybody agrees is not considered Ituf. Okay? So, Menachem, it is proper to cover your head. So this is more basically not a halachic requirement. Mitzad Hilchos Tzitzis, it's more mitzad the Yerushalayim issues. Atal shekizu zeh machnia leiv ha'olam avila de Yerushalayim. And this is a Beis Yosef and a Bach. So they both say it's a good idea to cover your head. In other words, so you have a yarmulke on, so don't argue that you have your talis on, you don't need a yarmulke. So even though you're covering your head with the talis also, and theoretically the talis will be sufficient, you don't need the yarmulke anymore. He says it's not a good idea to take off the to take off the yarmulke and rely on the talus, because sometimes the talus slips off, etc. Because of Bach, it's actually a talus al roisha mitchilas atvila ad seifo. The Bach holds it; you have to wear it over your head the whole time. And the minimum amount to be yotze the mitzvah of the correct ituv, it should be over your head at least for the time it takes to walk dalad amis. When you make the bracha. Now the share of walking Dalet Amos, the way you calculate it is we know that the time it takes to walk a mil, which is 2,000 Amos, is 18 minutes. So you just take 1/500th of that and figure out how long that is. It's about 2 seconds, whatever it is. You figure out, 18 minutes is X amount of seconds, divided by 500, and you get your math. Right? It's about a little bit over 2 seconds. I'm just doing the math now. It's a little bit over 2 seconds, right? It's 1080 divided by 500. It's a little bit over 2 seconds. Fine. Cause of a kavanis. So in the savor of kavanis, which is the from the Rizal, hoyu mechasa talis al tefillin shel rosh. He wore the talis over his tefillin shel rosh.
2.16.
Thank you. That's what I said. a little bit over, right? Vayin soif simen chav zayin. Now, kabbalah meichas legamri. Even though he wore the talus over the tefillin shel rosh, it should not cover the tefillin shel rosh totally. Fine. B'shasu ativa mechas rosh b'talus hachigiyat piv. So the correct process of atifa is that. It was like the Tibet Yisraelim, when they would travel, they would wear it over their heads. Now, they wore it over their heads, they also were traveling, they had to see. Because you can't travel if you can't see. So they didn't go so far down, they weren't able to see. On the other hand, they were trying to block the sand, etc. So they would put it down until about their lips, so they could look down and see where they were going. but their face was protected. And so that's how. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that the proper process is mechashel rosh batalos achigia ad piv. You bring it down to your mouth, and this is basic. So if mashal kol arba tzitzis letzad smo, then you throw the tzitzis over your left shoulder. Kehilot daladamas, the time it takes to walk daladamas. V'chakach yoser atifa atsher shel roshia niriksas. If you're already wearing tefillin in that situation, you would then remove it back to the point that you can see your tefillin. That you put all the tzitzis in their place, the two in front and two in the back, because we'll see that on the Ramah points out that tzitzis really should be worn two in the front and two in the back. This is the proper atifa. They sort of like bring it down, like go all the way over, you know, down their on their chest. That, you know, which talks about the person who was an oval, Bisman Chazal, a person who was an oval did a tifas yishmeilim. Or a person who was in Cheirim would do the tifas yishmeilim. Person who was a Mitzara did a tifas yishmeilim. There's people who spent their whole day doing this.
With the tzitzis or with
the
regular
piece of clothing? No. Part of Avelis was that they would be me'utzef.
With a four-cornered garment?
I don't care how many corners it has. But now, so they didn't spend the whole day with this thing down to here. Over their face, right? It went over the top of their face and it blocked, so they weren't so visible. That was how Avelis was done. That's how a person was in Cherem had did a Tivas Yishmaelim. Mitzara did a Tivas Yishmaelim. Right? He didn't walk around the whole day, you know, without his face covered.
Why do we care what the Yishmaelim did? Why is it relevant?
It's not so much what the Yishmaelim. That was an example of what the concept of Ituf is.
Oh, okay. Right?
He would put it over his head. He would wear, let's say, something else, and you know, either a hat or just not cover his head. He only covered it once you got married. This Morris says that they were able to tell from the fact that he wasn't wearing it over his head that he was a bacher. And the Morris says that they yelled at him, "Why weren't you married yet?" And that was they used that as a sim in the Dover that even when he's a Talmud Chacham, he says, "What's going on? Why aren't you married yet?"
Is it Talmud or is it Skatan?
That's referring to talus. This is all referring to, this point is referring to this is what ituf is. He's saying in general, ituf talus gadol, you don't wear over the head.
So for in the middle of the simon,